We're working on getting the application to work on Android operating system, because by us adopting the devices that the military and the DoD is already used to, we cut down on the training required for people to know how to use the devices, to feel comfortable about how do they navigate from one window to another. And the one of the things that the Army wants to do is Soldier X at location X being able to use whatever he or she already has been using for a while, instead of the Army, for example, giving a new device that soldier has to learn. And depending on where that soldier is, he or she may not have a lot of time to learn to navigate through. And encouraging soldiers to develop things to help themselves. But all that has to have a certification path that if you decide to develop an application for Army use or DoD use, that there's a way for us to identify that application does meet the security requirements that DoD has put in place, and it doesn't affect anything else, and that it's okay for DoD or the soldier to use. That path we're trying to put in place. We're trying to put in place another, DoD already has something called the DoD storefront marketplace, where you can find some applications. But we're working with DISA and DoD CIO to solidify the way the marketplace is set up and open it DoD-wide. We're not where we need to be right now. And, of course, we don't have a clear path, a clear certification path for these applications. But lots of people are working to stand up something DoD can use.
The storefront is something that I think we heard a lot about maybe a year and a half ago. Now things maybe have slowed down just a little bit in terms of people talking about it and people wanting to use it. How does the path work now?
Right now, I am personally not aware of a standardized certification path for applications. If a soldier develops something, I honestly don't know where it goes, but we do know that there are about 40 mobile applications available in the DoD application storefront and about 50 widgets. That's all there is. I know that there is a lot of people thinking of ways how to improve what they do. It's just we need to collectively, when I say we, DoD, we need to document a certification path so that Airman Snuffy, what we call in the Air Force Airman Snuffy, or Sergeant whoever, or the Marine Corps, anybody can, if you want to develop an application because you believe it will improve the way you do business, that there's a path that you can, you know what are some of the security requirements that is documented before you develop something. You know what are some of the things your application needs to meet, and that you know what is the path from the moment you develop it and you post it somewhere, you submit it, then what organization is going to look at it and how long is it going to take. That information, to my knowledge, is not fully documented or available. And if it is, then I really want to know, because we can post it on our website.
Very good. It's a good way to reach out to some of your colleagues in case if something exists. Now, but you said people are working on this. Is this something you hope to have, maybe you would like to see in place over the next year, or is this something that's maybe more long-term?
No. People want to develop apps. We saw that in March of last year in 2010, when the Army, for example, went out and said, hey, we want to do a contest. There is a lot of interest, and to answer your question, it needs to be this year, not next year. So internally here, we're working with other industry partners to document what standards do we need to have in place so that when somebody decides to develop something, that from the very beginning he or she knows, well, my application needs to be able to do this and that, whether it's turned off something or whatever it is, and that process is identified and available. I'd love for us DoD to have some kind of a process already in place.
2011, you got a lot of work going on. Are there other priorities, other things you're working on around AKO, DKO, or mobile apps specifically?
Getting the Android STIG out in coordination and, of course, getting it approved and getting the testing of the Android devices, the application, the Go Mobile application, to work with the Android devices, get it tested, certified, and in the hands of users by early summer. We're talking May, June timeframe. And then, of course, while the two efforts are going on, identifying the basic requirements to set up a secure container for applications and data which is something that we need to be able to provide DoD users a complete package, not just, hey, here's a device that you can use, you can do email and taskings and calendars, but here's a secure container where you can also work applications, download applications, like today you go to iTunes and then you download whatever. You pay for some, it's free for some. Well, we want to have that environment in place by the end of this year. So all that takes a lot of work. And Android is a very interesting operating system because we have to deal with two groups of people. We have to work with the carriers and we also have to work with the manufacturers because each one of the two groups puts their own stamp, their own flavor in the device. And at the end of the day, the device has to meet, in order for it to work and support DoD, it has to meet the security requirements in the STIG. So we need to make sure that both the carriers and the manufacturers have provided for whatever it is, have made changes to their operating system so it can work and apply the security requirements we need.
And then you also mentioned the getting the Bluetooth CAC reader-enabled devices, or is that part of the Go Mobile app and part of the STIG process?
That's part of the testing package. Right now, the CAC reader and the Bluetooth device is going through testing to support iPhones, iPads, and the iPod Touch. The same kind of thing, the CAC reader that we've put through testing will also work with Android devices. So with one CAC reader, you can support either of the two operating systems. The Bluetooth reader is only needed for iPhone for Apple devices. So the CAC reader will have been through the complete testing through DISA.